My name is Charlie. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 27th, and I'm speaking with Catherine Smith, who's my mom. We're recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. Tell me about your childhood. What was it like growing up?
Well, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley with my parents and my grandparents and my great-grandmother. We lived in my grandparents' house. The valley was less populated back then, so you basically kind of had the run of the neighborhood and could run and go hiking in the back hills, and you know, there was lots of forest back there, and so it was pretty carefree, I think.
You also had three siblings, right?
Oh yeah, I had my three my three siblings, two brothers and a sister. Big house.
Yeah.
Crowded house.
What were your parents like growing up?
Well, my parents were fine. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She took care of us with my grandma, and she was very social, so she was always at the school and, like, you know, on committees and stuff. My dad was warmer. He seemed to really be interested in kids and stuff, and he had a great sense of humor, and he loved to watch old sitcoms, and we'd sit and watch we watched All in the Family, and we watched the Bob Newhart Show. He kind of reminded me a little bit of Bob Newhart. And that was them. He eventually became a lawyer, but before that he worked in politics.
What were some of your interests growing up?
Well, I was interested in math and science and history, but I loved old movies, and I used to watch them every day if I could. I'd go through the TV guide, and I'd, like, figure out what movies were coming on, because, you know, there were few channels back then, like maybe 10 channels, and one would play the old movies. And I remember the first movie I ever saw that I could remember was this movie called The Gay Divorcee with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And it was so beautiful. I'll never forget seeing that for the first time.
All right. What was your relationship with your dad like later on?
Later on, he wanted me to become a lawyer. He was a lawyer. But I had worked with him at his office, and it seemed really boring, you know, very, it wasn't like they, you know, like on Law and Order, where it's exciting and people give brilliant summations and stuff. It was very specific, and there was lots of paperwork, and it just seemed very boring to me. So I ended up studying art and architecture, and then I wanted to be a director of film, but then I ended up taking a class in set design for theater and loved it, so that's what I wanted to do, and he wasn't really for it. Later on, he changed his mind because I did really well at school, and I got this award for it. And he realized that, you know, that maybe I could have a career out of it.
What was it like losing your dad?
It was very hard. He basically, he died from skin cancer, but we figured out what was going on. He started to kind of lose his sharpness. He would start talking about a subject and then just go on and on and on about it. He was always the kind of person who would over-explain things because he knew a lot, but this was a little bit much, and so my mother started to complain, and I thought, that's really, you know, strange. I thought maybe she was just being mean, and then he ended up getting into a car crash, and they discovered it was a brain tumor. It was very hard, even though I was older, you know, he died when I was in my 30s, but I feel like I knew him well because we lived together after I graduated from college, and he had divorced my mom. I feel like I really knew him as a person, but still, I don't know that you're ever quite ready to lose a parent. And we were, you know, it was funny because everybody said that he was their favorite, like, you know, but I knew that I was his favorite, even though he said that to everybody.
You mean that they were his favorite?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You also lost a close friend, too, right?
Yeah, prior to that, I had a friend who also had brain cancer when she was, she started having it when she was in the ninth grade. And she was my best friend. And she was treated for it for a very long time. I think she ended up having a remission for about 10 years. And then when I was in college, she had a kind of a relapse and ended up dying then. But that was very hard because I felt like she never really had a chance to live. And she also was interested in the arts. She was a singer. She had a beautiful voice. She just sort of died before she was able to really kind of live her life as an adult.
Okay. How did you get into your current career path?
Well, I was in college and I was studying architecture and art, and my architecture career was very difficult. I wasn't doing that well, and I went in to talk to the head of the school, and he basically said to me that I should get out of architecture because architecture was a business, and I should get into art. I was already doing fine arts, and I had taken a course in set design that I'd done really well in, and my advisor at the time was like, well, why don't you just study that? And I thought, well, that just doesn't seem like a real choice, but because it was so much fun, and it was so, I was doing really well in it, so I kind of didn't take it seriously, but I started pursuing that, and I was really one of two people at the whole school who were studying it, so I got to do a lot of plays, and I really loved it, and it was kind of a natural progression from my love of film and television that kind of got me into that to begin with.
All right, thanks, Mom.